This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tigrayan forces have entered the Amhara town of Lalibela, a UNESCO World Heritage Site known for its rock-hewn churches, on Thursday. Reuters' Soria Ali has more.
Lalibela's famed rock-cut churches are a United Nations World Heritage Site. It's also a holy site for millions of Ethiopian Orthodox Christians in the Amhara region in the country's north. A resident of Lalibela spoke to Reuters by phone and said he saw hundreds of armed men speaking Tigrinya, the language of ethnic Tigrayans, walking through the town on Thursday. A second man told Reuters by phone he left Lalibela on Thursday morning as Tigrayan forces were arriving. Fighting has spread from Tigray into two neighboring regions, Amhara and Afar, in recent weeks, forcing around 250,000 people to flee.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Apple Incorporated on Thursday said it would implement a system that checks photos on iPhones in the United States before they are uploaded to its iCloud storage services to ensure the upload does not match known images of child sexual abuse. Apple's new system seeks to address requests from law enforcement to help stem child sexual abuse while also respecting privacy and security practices that are a core tenet of the company's brand. Detection of child abuse image uploads sufficient to guard against false positive would trigger a human review of and report of the user to law enforcement, according to Apple. However, some privacy advocates have said the system could open the door to monitoring of political speech or other content on iPhones. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Local government and health leaders in the states of Florida and Texas are bracing for even larger numbers of coronavirus cases. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Texas and Florida are among the states hit the hardest by the latest pandemic surge. And this from KTRK. Houston Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Peirce says the viral load showing up in wastewater raises fears.
Wastewater predicts what we'll see in positivity by about 2 weeks, which predicts what we'll see in hospitalizations by about 2 weeks.
In Miami-Dade County, Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava tells WPLG county workers face constant coronavirus tests unless
those who wish to opt out can provide proof of their vaccination status.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis continues to refuse to enforce CDC recommendations that nearly everyone wear masks indoors until vaccination rates increase significantly. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. President Joe Biden paid tribute to law enforcement officers who responded to the January 6th Capitol insurrection. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The law enforcement officers who responded to the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th have been awarded the highest honor Congress can bestow.
On behalf of a grateful nation, thank you, thank you, thank you for protecting our Capitol.
President Joe Biden, with Vice President Kamala Harris alongside, signed legislation Thursday in the Rose Garden to award the officers congressional gold medals for their service.
On that day, more than 140 law enforcement officers suffered physical injuries, an untold number suffering emotional toll. 15 of you were hospitalized. Others were lost forever.
Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick collapsed and died after engaging the protesters. Two other police officers died by suicide in the days after the attack. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Football superstar Lionel Messi's time at Barcelona appears to be over. The club announced Thursday that Messi would not stay there, saying that the Spanish league's financial regulations made it impossible to sign the Argentine star to a new contract. He is leaving after 17 successful seasons in which he propelled the Catalan club to glory, helping it win numerous domestic and international titles since debuting as a teenager. Barca said in a statement that it reached a deal for a new contract, but financial obstacles made it impossible for Messi to remain with the club. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 0.78%, the S&P rose by 0.6%, and the NASDAQ added 0.78%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.